This is episode 2258 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day two of our series we're exploring this week. This week, the theme is taming your temper, managing anger. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided as you repeat an affirmation to manage anger. An affirmation is a positive statement you repeat to help you stay focused on an intention. So your intention for this week is to manage your big disruptive emotions, perhaps the most explosive being anger. Now you have a challenge this week. This is a challenge I encourage you to do every single day. Your challenge is to go on an inner healing quest. These big disruptive emotions often have to do with some kind of wound you may be carrying around. It may be an inner wound. It may be a wound caused by a difficult experience you went through at some point in your life. It could even have been recently as you endure a pandemic. So these emotions often stem from these emotional wounds. So your challenge this week is to begin to notice how some of these emotional wounds may be impacting how you manage conflict. And when you feel your temper begin to flare, try to pinpoint what inner wound is expressing itself. No blame, no shame, no remorse, simply awareness as to how your inner wound is expressing itself. And then when you begin to notice where this pain is coming from, you can begin to channel your anger to heal your inner wounds. This is a great week to journal. So every day I'll be sharing a journaling question with you that will also be your meditation focus. I do this every day, every morning. I share this on my Sip and Ohm Instagram stories. So this is a way to get a little extra support, to receive that journal prompt that you can write about in your own journal, or that you could simply reflect on. And this also will help you focus on this week's intention. These inner wounds often stem from what is considered to be your inner child. This is what is often referred to as that emotional part of who you are. It's that innocent part, just like when you were a child. It's about your feelings and your primal needs. And I want to share with you from an article by Sheliana Ayana from risingwoman.com, and the article is titled How to Do Inner Child Work for Healing Trauma and Self-Acceptance. So we are multidimensional people. We have a lot of aspects to who we are. So if you consider your inner child to be that part of you that expresses more of your primal needs, these are the qualities: feeling vulnerable and innocent, deep feeling and sensitivity, curious, creative, and playful, craves love, recognition, and validation, desires connection and safety, is open-minded, is total in expression, be it anger, sadness, or joy, totally expressing your emotions unapologetically, So this is the response to emotional or psychological neglect. You may feel a deep-seated belief that you are broken. You might have fear of abandonment or loss of love, feel insecure and have low self-esteem, have a loss of self in an attempt to gain approval from others, fearful of setting boundaries or saying no, and seeking instant gratification through substances, shopping, distraction, and procrastination. So don't worry if you noticed yourself in any of those descriptions, because we all have, to a greater or lesser extent, these feelings of neglect in some areas of our life. So I want to share with you an integrated adult. This is when there's a healthy dialogue between your inner child and your adult self. And I thought this was important because it mirrors what you do when you meditate. You connect to your body sensations and emotions. You can identify and clearly communicate your emotions. You're able to identify your needs and make requests without anger or overreaction. You remain true to yourself, even in conflict. You are self-honoring and able to set boundaries. You give space to your inner child to have big feelings without shutting them down. And you practice self-love and self-care. So these are the qualities you're going to be guided through this week. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, we'll begin with your affirmation to connect to your body sensations and emotions. Pay close attention to where you experience certain emotions within your body. The affirmation is, I heal my inner wounds. With your spine straight and your eyes closed and gently elevated, begin to focus on an inner wound you may feel you carry with you. You may feel you've carried this with you your whole life or as long as you can remember. Or it may be a recent wound, especially considering all you're going through as you experience a pandemic. Become aware of where you may hold this wound within your body and name it. What is the emotion? Is it fear, regret, anger, frustration? Name the wound you may carry around. Now bring to mind the kind of support you feel you need. Maybe you need more confidence if you experience self-doubt, or you need to feel more self-assured if you experience fear. Consider what you need to heal this inner wound. Now, in a loud voice, repeat, I heal my inner wounds. I heal my inner wounds. Notice how that feels as you repeat it out loud. Now, repeat this in a whisper. I heal inner wounds. I heal my notice how you feel. Now mentally, silently to yourself, repeat, I heal my inner wounds, and allow yourself to sit in stillness, becoming aware of what you need and honoring what you need in this moment. You are so worth slowing down for.